This is the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Brady empty backfield, shotgun, time to throw toward the end zone. Touchdown, Rob Gronkowski.
The pregame social is the world's biggest virtual tailgate featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
Back-to-back world championships, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Paul Perillo and Andy Hard of Patriots Football Weekly are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots host Tim Tebow and the fourth-seeded Denver Broncos in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs.
Brady takes the snap. Looks, fires, end zone. Yeah! Touchdown!
Oh, yeah!
Touchdown! Aaron Hernandez, Tom Brady, pulls the fat out.
Now, Paul and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
Tebow sucks.
Wow. That's how we're going to lead it off? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm echoing the thoughts of not just 68,000 fans here at Gillette Stadium, but millions and millions of fans around the world in Patriots Nation.
Echo is a good word. It kind of sounds a little funny.
Really?
But
Tebow sucks.
We are underway in the first ever playoff edition of the JetBlue Patriots pregame social here inside the Subway Fresh broadcast studios, Andy.
Should I rip my sleeves off in honor of Tim Tebow? Because, you know, it's 20 degrees out and you're supposed to go out sleeveless.
Go right ahead. Tell us what, tell the listeners. They haven't heard this yet. Tell
he's
the listeners
what we
just heard.
He's out there warming up with no sleeves.
Been out
first
there
of all,
about...
he's getting tutoring tips from Phil Sims on how to throw the football on the field. You know, that's good. He's such a, you know, winning quarterback. He needs the color commentator of the game to come down and show him how to throw before he competes against Tom Brady. But he's out there with no sleeves. It's 28 degrees.
Andy,
it's windy.
Slow down. Deep breaths. Slow down.
And he's going to get frostbite. They'll have to amputate his left arm. You know what? Maybe that's the problem. Maybe he's really right-handed and he just doesn't know it. That's why he
throws so
bad.
Well, I was joking with Scott Zolak about this. Zoe was doing some stuff for All Access where he goes on the field with Christian Fourier and they were doing some of the plays. You know, the little chalk talk on the field, and they sort of give you a demonstration of some of the plays that Denver runs. And he was doing Tebow, and he threw it righty. He said, I'm not going to throw it lefty, but, you know, Tebow. And he said that he actually had tried to do it lefty. And he threw it straight into the ground. I go, well, that's the perfect thing.
That's called Tebowing.
Exactly.
He's out there warming up. Reports out of the press box, or he's somewhere into his 300th throw of pregame warm-up.
Yes.
Comparisons to Daisuke Matsuzaka and his.
I wonder how much of that is he's a little bit concerned about the conditions and the weather, and he wants to see how much the weather is going to affect his throws. Because we should report, it is cold.
And windy.
But it's a little bit windy. Oh. And I don't think it's too windy to, say, really affect a passing game, a traditional passing game. But it may be windy enough to affect the kinds of throws that Tebow made last week.
Right.
He threw a lot of, just go routes where you just hang it up and let your receiver run underneath it. Maybe 10 to 15 miles an hour, Andy,
roughly? It seems like it's in the teens. There were some reports that during the game we could have gusts up to 25 or 30.
Yeah,
I find that hard to believe. It seems like it's going to be in the teens, if at all. And that's not an issue for a Tom Brady tight spiral. It could be an issue for a slow, fading Tim Tebow wobbler that's going down the field.
Because he's not throwing the ball with a lot of velocity on a lot of throws.
Or accuracy. The more it wobbles, the more wind it picks up. If it's cutting through the wind in a tight spiral.
That might actually help him. It could blow it toward his receiver.
That's true. He's going to play the wind like me on a golf tee.
But in any regard, this is obviously... I don't think we can overhype this. This
biggest
is all
game
anyone's
in the
talking
world.
About. The Patriots are just dying to get the stench of three consecutive playoff losses, the last two of which have occurred right here at Gillette Stadium. They want to get that away from Foxborough as soon as they can. I think Tom Brady is absolutely chomping at the bit, ready to go in this one. And I know that you guys are too. I'm going to give you a real quick. We're going to check in with Andy about the fan tab and take the temperature. We know it's a cold night here in Foxborough. We'll take the temperature of the Patriots Nation. But before we do that, I'm going to let you know how to participate in our show. A couple of ways. webradio@patriots.com is the tried and true method by email. webradio@patriots.com. You can also give us a call in the Subway Fresh broadcast studios ace ticket hotline here. See how I just went right by that when I said the wrong sponsor, Andy? I just went right past it. 508-298-0398 on the ace ticket hotline. Once again, it's 508-298-0398. We are on the Patriots Facebook page here So I want to get your photos, and I'm very glad to report that there are plenty already coming in, Andy, from some people trying to stay warm here in Foxborough. We'll get those posted as soon as we can. Matt and Kevin, I think, are efforting that as we speak. So we have some photos of your tailgate. We want to know how you're getting prepared for this game, how excited you are for this game, and Andy Hart.
How much you hate Tom Brady,
Tim Tebow.
Oh, there was a slip of the tongue.
Yeah, be careful over there. But how much are the Patriots fans waiting to get out on the field, waiting for the team to get out on the field?
Are you asking for the fan tab right
yes,
now?
Yes, I already introduced that.
Well, it was long-winded. I didn't know where we were going there. Interesting matchup we have here. New England Patriots, average fan confidence rating right now is 93. It's held steady in the last 24 hours, which is a solid, solid A-range grade. But interestingly, if you scroll down on the fan tab website, the Denver Broncos, 92 average fan confidence rating, and it's up 1 point in the last 24 hours. So we have virtually a dead heat between the confidence levels of the two fan bases coming into this one, and I find that very, very interesting.
There's no doubt. They're all believing there.
Well,
they're all believing.
But is it false hope or
yes,
hope?
Of course it is. It's false hope.
Is
there,
it
but
simply
they believe.
We won a playoff game and all in on Timmy T, and we believe, and God's on our side, and, you know, Tim Tebow to Jesus Christ or whatever the Tebowie song was from Jimmy Fallon and all that stuff? Because I think the Patriots rating is realistic. I mean, obviously, they're not swayed by the recent home postseason losses or their defense or, you know, the early deficits this team's been in the last couple of weeks. I think they, and rightfully so, have a lot of confidence in, I think, the competitive fire that we're seeing from Tom Brady this week. I think there's a lot pumping through that number 12's body, and I think that's reflected in the confidence rating, 93 of Patriots fans. If you don't buy into it, go on there and increase it or decrease it as you will. And while you're there, talk some smack to the Broncos fans who 92. Come on. You have a left-handed quarterback who can't throw.
So that's fantab.com if you want to let everybody know what kind of confidence level you're feeling. Once again, fantab.com. We've done that each and every week here on the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. But something else that we've done most weeks, Andy, is we've let off the show with a phone call on the Ace Ticket Hotline. But we're going to do that once again. But we're going to use a different caller this time. We're going to go to Kevin in Pennsylvania, who's calling in to talk about the Patriots game. Kevin, how are you?
Oh, I'm good.
You good and ready for this one?
Yeah. I had a quick question.
What's the question?
Do you think the Patriots will make it to the Super Bowl if they win this game?
Paul, you take that one.
Right now, I'm going to say the Patriots are going to win this game easily tonight. I'm going to reserve my Super Bowl pick until I see what happens tomorrow.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
All right, see you, Kev.
Great way to start off the show with a nice young lad from Pennsylvania who is evidently dipped into his trust fund and wants to put it all in Indy. He's not quite sure if he should do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Still dangerous. Let me see what they do tonight.
I need to see what happens on the field for these games. Right now, I still like Baltimore.
Paul likes Baltimore.
But I need to see them play. I'm not sold on Joe Flacco, so I'm not ready to say that they are going to beat the Patriots next week. Brady has got an immense edge in that battle, so we'll see what
happens. I think a guy like Solder, as Andy would say, not sold.
So let's go to Jeff in Vegas, who always leads us off on the Ace Ticket Hotline, but has to take second place honors this week. Jeff.
Yeah, if I had to take second place honors, I mean, what a tremendous amount of value that Kevin from Pennsylvania added.
I agree.
Easy, Jeff.
I agree. That's why we did it.
More like Kevin Collins. That's who that kid reminds me of.
Now, that was funny.
Anyway.
If Kevin can be there, obviously, to offer insight.
All right, what do you got?
I know it's the postseason. Put your little sound bites away.
Speaking of Tom, do we know if Tom's in the scuba mask yet?
I have not seen the scuba mask yet, but I haven't been out there, so I don't know the answer.
The reports that I've seen is a lot. Patriots specialists were out there. Tebow was out there. I haven't seen Tom Brady sighting yet, but a little early for that, and Paul doesn't like when he comes out early because then all the reporters report that he came out early,
no,
and Paul
just
gets mad.
I mean, at some point when he comes out, are we really tracking it down to the – is that really of, you know, the utmost importance? That's all.
Well, the ammonia salts, too. I don't like the ammonia salts. I don't like the scuba mask. I'm hoping to see neither. Anyway, according to Marshall Faulk and Michael Irvin, I guess Tebow's going to win.
Yeah, well, I knew about Irvin. I didn't know Faulk, but, you know, we know what Faulk's allegiance is.
Right.
Yeah. So what do you got for numbers for us, Jeff?
Here are the numbers, and it's been pretty steady throughout the week. New England minus 13.5. Totals down to 51. Might be slightly lower in some places due to the weather, the cold, and the wind. And then we've got the Denver money line at plus 550.
And
the Jeff Smart money pick of the week?
And that would bring us...
Heavens to Betsy!
Yes, to the Jeff in Vegas Smart Money play of the week, which is, I don't really like, you know, I agree with Paul, I think, mentioned earlier in the week that if the game is within, you know, the 13.5, that Denver might win the game. So I don't like actually New England and the points with the potential of a backdoor cover and such. So believe it or not, Andy's going to hate this. I'm going under the 51, and I'm putting a small insurance play on Denver, you know, getting 5.5-1 on the money line just to hedge myself.
I got no problem with hedging yourself. I think it lacks faith, but and I have no problem on the under. I'd be taking the under. Did you say 51? Yeah, I'd be taking the
50,
under. I think this game will be in the 40s. I think this game will be, total points will be in the mid-40s somewhere.
Yeah, Lonnie Paxton again for the Broncos, long snapper out. So
yes,
that could screw up a snap or two on a field goal even. And, you know, Tebow's balls, not only can his own receivers not catch them, it's very hard to intercept Tebow. So the only way you ever really turn over.
That wasn't bad.
You're cracking yourself up here.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so you like the under, and you're not as sold on the laying the points. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, I'm equivocating with the points. I like the under. This is a huge game, though. Let's just get this win and move on to, you know, hopefully Baltimore or, you know, Houston, rather. All right, guys.
See you.
Thanks, Jeff.
I agree with the under, but I
agree with
the
under,
points,
too. I think the Patriots will have to score them all. I'm not ruling that out, but I just don't think Denver's going to score a whole lot. Now,
I mean, that's a lot of points.
You know, my prediction was right at the number. It was 51.5, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my prediction's 51, I guess. So I guess I'm getting right around there.
That's 48. 38-13. I mean, 35-13.
We have a ton of the people are jacked up, Andy. We have a ton of emails, which is great to see early on here.
Well, then read them. Don't pull a curse on me.
I'm going to get started. A
lot of
right
emails.
Now.
Not reading them, but a lot of emails.
Peter is going to lead off, and the reason he leads off,
holy crap,
he's in Surrey.
Lucky Surrey.
The subject, last email of the season?
No.
What do you think of that?
God, no.
PPGS,
that's a very
boys,
negative tone to start the show with. Are you kidding me? You're playing a quarterback who can't throw.
Thought I'd muse on a few things I've been thinking about since the regular season ended. Sorry, it might be a tad long.
You better amuse me,
one,
or you're not going to make it to the end.
The new buzz phrase this postseason seems to be that playoff games are won in the trenches. That being so, how important is it that Mankins and Vollmer are healthy and have big games?
Important for Mankins, not so much for Vollmer.
Particularly given that the Broncos' impressive defense, and notably the pass rush, on the other side of the ball.
Did he burp mid-email there?
No, I went like that because I had a little thing over here. If you give safety help in the passing game, do you think that our defensive line can slow their run game, or is this where we bemoan Haynesworth not panning out?
No, we won't be bemoaning Haynesworth.
I don't think you'll be bemoaning anything about Albert Haynesworth. Also, is it significant when it comes to game planning that Denver has changed significantly more as a side in the last 4 weeks since we faced them than the Patriots have? Does this merely negate any advantage we had from the bye week, other than a bit of rest and not having a short week, although a tough four quarters in a play? Or does it mean our game planning team won't be able to get an accurate read on how the Broncos will come out and surprise us at the beginning? What do you think of that?
I didn't get the question.
Has Denver changed a lot?
I don't think
they've changed at all.
I think they're the same team. The only question with Denver is it more traditional runs or option runs? They're going to run the ball a lot, but is it going to be single option, double op, triple option, whatever? They're going to run the ball. It may be a traditional handoff. And then they're going to try to throw the ball deep at times. That's pretty much what they've done all year. They've had a couple games where they've tried to run a little bit more of a traditional passing offense, but I wouldn't expect that'll be today. I think they're going to do what they do. I think they have reason to believe if we do the same thing we did in Denver and not turn the ball over three times and Willis McGahee doesn't get hurt, we'll be in this ball game.
Yeah, that's what their mindset should be.
Should be.
But, I mean, the Broncos threw the ball 22 times against the Patriots. They threw it 21 times against Pittsburgh.
Right.
They haven't changed dramatically.
I don't see it in
the meantime. I think that they hit a lot of them for 316 yards. You know,
yeah.
They threw for a lot more yards than they did against the Patriots. They still threw for 200 against the Patriots.
And it tends to happen when you throw an 80-yard pass in overtime. Your numbers look pretty good at the end of the day.
Right. So I don't really think that they've changed very much. I agree with Andy on that.
Just a quick update, by the way, in case anybody didn't know. 17-14 in the NFC game. 49ers leading the Saints. although the 49ers were up 17-0.
And they just turned the ball over, evidently.
Yeah, another. This game has had more turnovers. Every time you look up, somebody's got a
turnover.
The Saints
have turned it over four times and are down
Holy
a field goal.
Crap.
They got to be pretty excited about that.
And, yeah,
it looks like a fumble right here for Alex Smith.
Ugh.
17 seconds left. Sandor in Serbia just wants to give a quick shout-out saying the Pats will win tonight.
Do you buy into themes of weekends? Do they carry over? Is there any carryover from one game to another?
Oh.
Like,
no.
Oh, my God, there's turnovers
Watch
everywhere.
Watch out for the turnovers
turnover
now because all these turnovers.
Or whatever.
No.
Some people do.
I do sort of...
The ball's cold, slippery.
I shouldn't dismiss that so readily. I do kind of think that it's one of those things when you get an upset early, and all of a sudden, like, three out of the four games end up being, like, upsets. You know? Or the home team, like last week, you know, there was the home team win, and then finally there was a change in the last game, with an upset there for Pittsburgh. But, you know, it's one of those things that...
You see what he did there, Andy? You see what he just did? You asked him a question.
I wasn't listening.
Then he disagreed, and then he rephrased the question you asked, and now he's agreeing with himself.
No, I actually said I'm rethinking it.
Either way, he's right.
Well, wasn't it kind of
if
one
there's
of those...
like eight turnovers. I told you there was going to be a lot of turnovers. I was worried the minute that Niners game started.
No.
Or no turnovers. I told you not to worry. There's no carryover from one game to the other.
But if that happens, you would be right. You were the one who brought it up, not me.
Which one?
The turnover thing. If it's like a theme to the weekend.
Right.
I didn't bring that up. You did.
Okay. Next email. Let's go. Let's get the emails out. I don't want to be Kershian-like and say a lot of emails.
I don't like how he's feeling the need to contribute today. I want to set that up right there. What's the matter?
I don't know. I don't want to get into doing play-by-play.
All right. Johan in Denver.
Boo!
The only way we win is if the Patriots fumble all over themselves. You suck. Your song sucks. Broncos 31, Pats 24. Your defense is suspect, and that's how you lose. We're going to mess up Pretty Boy Brady today. Your show sucks. Go Broncos. That's Johan in Denver.
Well, I agree the show sucks, and our defense sucks.
See, I just
But I don't
show
think you're going to mess up Brady.
I want to show you how I will read it. You send it in, I'm going
to
read it.
And by the way, you're listening. You're a Broncos fan. Why are you listening to us? Shouldn't you have a show on your website you're listening to?
Well,
oh, what's the matter? They don't have one, bitches?
Well, it's tough. It's tough to get reception in your mom's basement, so they have to go with internet radio while he's whacking it to the Sims.
Easy.
All right.
All right, shut your mic off. That's it for the rest of the show.
That's a line from one of our opens.
I actually... That is how the Broncos will win, though, is to bang Brady around. I mean, we've seen that three times in a row in the postseason, and I'll say it again. The scariest hit Tom Brady took all season was to a Denver Bronco, and if they do that again in the cold and he doesn't get up, nor do you Patriots get up.
Gene in Daytona, one of our best emailers, says he's the one, he always has the role-playing improv with his wife.
Conversation she said, I said.
Right. I played my wife the podcast of Paul reading my email, and she laughed until you guys said, I wonder if Gene really has a wife. I think we said, I wonder if he really has conversations with his wife.
Well, I wondered both.
She looked at me and said, why don't they think you have a wife? I said, I don't know. She said, tell those knuckleheads you have a wife. I said, how do I do that? Email in a copy of our marriage license? She said, I don't know. It's your problem. But if they don't believe, I am for real. You can stop sending in emails of our football conversations. Now, I realized I was getting into big trouble, so I decided to follow my idol, Bill Belichick's lead when facing an opponent. Start complimenting them beyond. I said, but dear, you are missing an opportunity to become a celebrity. She said, what? I said, a big star like Tim in Pensacola Poet, or Jeff the Vegas Gambler, or Tyrone from the Delaware Worry Wart. I never heard of them. Just forget it. Let those jerks think what they want. I don't care anymore.
Wow.
So, guys, let me try to compare her to someone else you guys know. You know what that Patriots commercial of Nancy, who was watching the Patriots game on TV, is so excited after a touchdown she spikes a vase? That's my wife, Evelyn. Pats 31, Broncos nothing.
Just so you know, Gene, I believe you believe you have a wife.
That was great.
But I'm going to need a photo to prove you have a wife. Why don't you guys take a pregame tailgating photo, send it in, webradiopatriots.com. You're watching the game today. Take a photo of you and Evelyn, and we'll put it up on the blog.
Great job by James in Albuquerque sending in a picture of his son with a Brady shirt. Looks like those mountains that Uncle Rico tried to throw the ball over.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, hopefully we can get that up if we haven't
already.
Get
it up on the
blog. We got these up on the blog already on Facebook, Kevin?
Working on it.
Matt?
Flash is working on it.
Speaking of Flash, He has posted some polls, I would imagine.
Yeah, this poll's up.
Why don't we get to the first poll? We have another Let's Go Patriots with a picture from, is it Aiton?
I don't know what you're looking at.
Okay.
I was looking at the poll. We have several up right now.
What do you got? Why don't we read
the
one?
The one that's in front of me right now is how many, actually, which player will have the biggest impact on today's game? Brady, Welker, Mayo, Tebow, Demaryius Thomas, or Von Miller? So 3-3. Three Patriots, three Broncos.
The guy who will have the greatest impact in this game is very simple. It's the obvious choice. It's Tom Brady. If Tom Brady plays great,
Broncos
maybe
can't
good,
win.
Broncos can't win.
In my
if
opinion.
Tom Brady lays an egg, Broncos got a chance. Notice I didn't say they'll definitely win. Because lays an egg, then it might just get into an ugly game.
You know, it's funny. I've read a lot of predictions for this game where people say if they, as long as they're not the only way that they can win is that they're more than -2 in turnovers. You know, the Patriots would have to be -3
right.
minimum for the Broncos to win. I think that's a stretch.
Right.
I think that's a stretch. If the Patriots turn the ball over, that's times they're not scoring. That's keeping Denver in the game. So even if it's just once or twice, you know, last year against the Jets, for example, was only one turnover. But you keep the other team in the game when you do that. So I'm not willing to say it has to be three turnovers. The Patriots just need to play a regular game.
Interesting from the Twitter world, Jimmy Fallon just tweeted out, anyone at Gillette tonight, please tweet me if they play T-Bowie on the Jumbotron. And obviously that's the song.
That's his song?
It's a take on Ground Control to Major Tom, whatever, but it's Tim Tebow to Jesus Christ, and it's this whole thing. I actually saw him do it live last night on TV. It's funny. It's funny.
All right. We have a ton of emails, and I'm glad, but I'm going to step out of that for a second. I'm going to go back to the Ace Ticket Hotline to talk to Tim the Poet in Pensacola.
Brett. Oh, wait. Brett's not there. Long time no see.
How you been, Tim?
Not long enough.
Good to hear from you, buddy, old pal, old chump. Today, Junior?
I remember something. I think it was on PFW in Progress when we were first playing the Broncos, and I predicted Brady versus Tebow 2, a certain someone laughing at me and stalking.
Well, I was right. I just didn't know all the other teams would fall apart. I knew Tebow would fall apart and lose three straight.
You were wrong.
I just didn't know he'd back into the postseason with luck.
Yeah, luck, nothing. You're wrong.
Well, it wasn't any luck. He lost his final three games. He's a winner, but he couldn't win when he needed to get into the postseason. He had to back
his
way in.
Didn't he start off 1-4 before he even...
The bottom line was, if he wins a game in his final three, including Kansas City, and he goes to the playoffs. Buffalo, if he doesn't poop himself and throw four picks, which they had to change to three later just to help him out. I don't care about the 1-4 start. He had the just win, baby mentality, except he couldn't do it. He had to back
in.
He
got his team to the divisional
I didn't know you were such a Tebow fan. What are you doing on this show? I thought you were a Patriots fan, Tim. You've been exposed. You're clearly rooting for Tim Tebow.
I like the extremists on either side, and I want to call you out because you were wrong.
I wasn't wrong. He stinks.
What were you wrong about?
He stinks.
I predicted Brady versus Tebow too, and I was laughed at on PFW in progress.
And I'm still laughing. He backed in. He stinks.
Well,
you're the best, Tim.
Why don't you take your Tebow jersey off and get a Brady jersey?
We're going to go stick to the Ace Ticket Hotline. I mean, if he just, it was the only reason that he called just to say that I said Brady Tebow too. I don't even know what he's talking about.
I don't know.
We're going to go back to someone a little bit more sane, and our buddy Eric is next on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Eric,
hey.
How are you?
Good friends.
Great.
Lend a semblance of, you know, rationality to the program, will you? Andy and I can't do that.
Well, I'll start, I guess, with my irrational. I wanted to tell Paul that one of my followers on Twitter sent me something the other day where he told me to rank these media members in order of douchiness, and he listed Mike Giardi, Chris Gasper, Ron Borges, Gary Callahan, Albert Breer, and Paul Perillo.
Wow, I'm honored.
Those guys
are all way ahead of me on the scale.
I don't know, you're
pretty
douchey.
Well, in your defense, my friend Mike, who runs PatsPropaganda.com, he chimes in and he says he has a five-way tie for first and then Perillo, because he doesn't mind you.
Oh, wow, that's nice.
You're even the one who was left behind in douchey writers.
Yeah, I don't want to be in that crew, though, do you?
I got no problem.
To be the biggest douche?
Yeah, why not?
No, I don't like being a douche.
Douche is cool.
What else you got, Eric?
We all have douchey counterparts on Twitter anyway, so I guess it doesn't really matter.
That's right.
But I guess I just wanted to ask you guys what you thought of the, because I feel like there's been a really good vibe in the locker room this week, and you know, a lot of reporters made mention that even Belichick was especially chatty this week, and players seemed a bit more loose overall, and Do you think the Pats are a bit more loose because maybe they're confident that they can shut these guys down? Or did you think that maybe the vibe that Belichick was preaching confidence in these guys pretty heavily all week long?
Yeah, I think it started with Belichick, and we talked about it during the week on PFW in Progress. He was borderline chipper in some of his press conferences, and I think Brady is obviously a key to that. There's a lot of energy there, and while it was kind of being spun into a negative, I think, coming out of that Ocho Cinco article where he quoted him saying, you know, I was walking on eggshells because Tom was at a different level. I think this team is excited to get on the field, excited to get the monkey off their back from this postseason. I think there's a definite energy in that locker room, and I think they have something to prove. And I've been one who's been asking for them to do this. I think over the years they've treated the postseason too much like the next regular season game, like it was just a continuation of business as usual. And I think this year they're treating it as what it is, a special opportunity that may not come along too often, and looking to prove a point and advance, and I'm all for it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, I feel like the way that these guys are, obviously, you play better when you're confident, and I just feel like, you know, if they go into it, you know, playing like they're, like you said, walking on eggshells, I just feel like that's setting yourself up for failure because, you know, you practice it all week long, and you're only going to be confident, and if you... You're only going to execute right if you're confident in what you're supposed to be doing. So I feel like that's a good mentality for them to go into this game with.
Yeah, I think they believe in themselves, and I think they feel like they have something to prove. And they're always dangerous when they feel like they have something to prove.
And
that's
definitely
when they're at their best.
That.
And I'm not sure they felt that way last year. I'm not sure, you know, because you had that blowout of the Jets, and I think everybody was saying, oh, they're going to kill the Jets. And I think there's some doubt this year. Maybe that's hyped out because of Tim Tebow and, you know, God's on his side and everything. But, you know, also the two-game losing streak at home has created some doubt. And, you know, I know Rodney Harrison and those guys are gone. Tom Brady's still here. When you doubt Tom Brady, he usually comes out and ends up spiking the ball as hard as he can in a Gronk-like fashion after a touchdown. And I can see that today. I could see that happening tonight.
Well, Tebow may have God on his side, but at least we have the Witches of Salem on our side.
That's right.
All right. Thanks,
Eric,
a lot, guys.
Thanks for keeping my DB quotient down. We're going to get one more call in on the Ace Ticket Hotline from our old pal Doc in Denver.
What's up, Doc?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
How are you?
I'm tired of the Tebow hype that's going on out here. It's absolutely ridiculous, so I'm hoping you guys could take care of business today.
Me too, because it's even worse out here. At least you're in Denver. There's reason for Tebow hype. Tebow hype's gone global.
You should have seen it. I'm watching a newscast, two different newscasts last night, and the ABC affiliate out here had one of their reporters trying to get people T-balling all over the city. They were at Faneuil Hall, Fenway, North End. It was ridiculous. And all the sportscasters on that station picked the Patriots by at least 31 points on their end.
Wow.
No close game, all within a 10 to 12 point victory. And then this other news station does a fan poll of who's going to win. And they come up with 72% pick the Broncos to beat the Patriots.
Well, they should have
confidence. If the fans don't have hope, who could have hope?
I'm just sick of seeing, you know, Tebow Sports Centers and hour-long specials. And, you know, Mike Reese did his rundown of who had credentials for this game. And it was Time Magazine and GQ and People. And, you know, it's...
I'm looking forward to it.
Celebrity.
The cultural phenomenon that is Tim Tebow. I'm looking forward to it.
He finally found something for Ed Werder to do. He can now glom on to Tebow like he did Brett Favre.
Yeah, that might come crashing down, though, with a big loss tonight. That might lose some of its momentum.
Everything okay. Well, Doc?
Yeah, we're doing all right.
We miss you here. You left us with a monkey in the booth that you know, doesn't really do things very well.
I guess that means I graduated from being the lead monkey then, huh?
Let's not go that far.
You're the dead
you're the,
monkey.
You're the Rocky Mountain monkey.
There we go. Well, at least Andy responds to me when I tweet him on Twitter, and nobody else seems to want to play ball.
Well, Andy is always on Twitter, so he usually responds before anybody else can.
You know me, Doc. I'm a man of the people.
Right.
I've often been told that
as he hides behind the red velvet ropes.
You know what? That Pat's peak party didn't really seem to be venturing out too much, but Fred was riling up the crowd, being his typical
Fred self.
Howard Dean self. But I'm still looking for that Beaver Liquors and Beaver Wrecker shirt for you.
Yes. I'm still waiting to wear those to the gym, so you get those out here. I need to sport those.
Hi.
It's the only thing good from Denver.
I'm going up to the mountains this weekend, so or next week, so I'll make sure I pick one up for you.
All
right.
XL.
Thanks, Doc.
All All right, enjoy the game.
Glad you're well.
Punch some Tebow fans for us.
All right, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Jeff Legwell from the Denver Post.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
So what do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature, right? Yeah.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day. With plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey, what's that?
A Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate with a turbo shot of espresso.
So you're making a statement about the duality of mankind, in that we can be warm and cozy, yet intense and energetic. That's quite the dichotomy you've exposed.
Actually, it's just really delicious.
Charge up your Dunkin' hot chocolate with a turbo shot. Add some espresso to your favorite cup of chocolate comfort today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
These Dunkin' sausage pancake bites are so good. I love how they wrap tasty sausages in yummy pancakes.
Actually, I believe they took yummy pancakes and filled them with tasty sausages.
Huh. You say pancake sausage bites, I say sausage pancake bites.
Try Dunkin' Donuts sausage pancake bites. Your favorite breakfast flavors together in one delicious bite. Grab three for just $1.59. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes.
I love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club story time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Welcome back to the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now back to Paul and Andy from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium.
Andy, you can tell it's the playoffs. The emails are just blowing up. I mean, there's got to be about 30 in the inbox now just waiting. And for the first time in the illustrious history of the program, we were actually joined in studio by our out-of-town view. First time ever, the view from the press box is actually right here in the studio, because the Denver Post, which has become very famous this week in Patriots Nation. Oh, yeah.
Why is it?
Well,
why are we famous?
You know,
all those complaints about the McDaniels.
The McDaniels story. Okay. With,
you know, Woody Page, Mike.
We had Mike on our daily show, PFW in Progress, this week.
He's big news.
But now we have Jeff Legwold, also of the Denver Post, and he's actually here with us. He made the trek down from the press box. Thanks
yeah,
for
wasn't
doing
that far.
Jeff.
I thought somebody else may have, you know, made the journey. But
no,
all,
you're the only guy who wanted to walk. Everybody else was lazy.
No, it's special.
No, Kevin had told us that you said, oh, I'll come down. We're like, really?
Yeah, no. Well, I just saw, you know,
no one ever wants to
I
come
just
down.
Saw a lot of guys, too. Saw Dennis Allen. I mean, it's
nice.
You know, I made the most of my time.
Speaking of, let's start with him. He interviewed this week?
Yes, Thursday. He interviewed with the Rams just before Fisher took the job.
Now, was there any concern there? Short week. Obviously, coming off the game, having to flag that he would be distracted, and then you're going up against the Tom Brady-led offense,
well,
and that might be an issue?
I think what they said was, you know, or what he told the Rams was, look, if you're expecting me to come and break down your personnel and tell me what I would do with all these players, then that's not the interview I can do this week. But if you want to just meet me and ask me my philosophies on things, then, yeah, I can do it. And I think he's going to be a head coach. He's got that kind of aura about him. You know, and if he can have some success as a coordinator moving forward, I think he will be a head coach.
And we should say Dennis Allen is the defensive coordinator of the Broncos.
It's interesting that he would actually take any time out of the preparation, though, to do that.
Well,
this
you know,
week.
Again, I think this is, you know, John Fox was in complete agreement. This is a tweak in the rules they've made. It used to be until the championship games were over, you know, then you could do it. But now they've kind of adjusted things because they felt like these guys were losing jobs. I mean, Mike McCoy didn't even make their offensive coordinator, didn't even make his interview with Jacksonville because they just decided to hire a coach. So I think they were trying to help some of these guys get jobs if they could.
All right, well, let's get to Allen's crew and the guys that are working for him this week. Obviously, they're in the spotlight, and we were talking a little bit off the air. The obvious key is up front. Do you believe that Von Miller and Elvis Dumervil can get to Brady and get the kind of pressure they need to get on him to maybe add to this stretch here? The Giants did it in the Super Bowl. The Ravens did it a couple years ago. The Jets did it last year. Are they able to do that this game?
I think that's their that'll be the what tells the tale, I think. And I talked to a lot of defensive coaches around the league, and the general feeling is that Tom Brady edge pressure doesn't really bother him. He slides, he steps, he does all the little tiny things you need to do to escape the guy coming around the corner. And I think, you know, I have one friend who's a defensive coach who calls it getting to the front porch, that you've got to get to the front porch right at his feet, in his face. Mm-hmm. And the teams that do that can affect him. Now, are you going to beat him? Not every time, but the teams that, you know, you can get a turnover maybe, or you get a couple sacks. And I think that's the feeling that you have to do. You know, obviously the Patriots know that, and they try to cluster all those guys and keep them clean in front, but that's the goal for the defense.
Can I ask you just a general overall question on their defense? And it's going to sound kind of simplistic, but what is your impression of Denver's defense? How good is it?
Well, I think they would have been better had they had some off-season workouts, because it was a very drastic change from what they were doing to what Dennis Allen is doing right now. And as they went through the first 2 months of the season, it was kind of install a piece, see if they can run it, install a piece, see if they can run it. I mean, last week they ran a one package for 20 plays that they hadn't played all year, and it worked in a playoff game.
Can you imagine finding some of this stuff out? We don't get any of this kind of input here from New England.
Well, I mean, I looked at the game, and you could see that they were playing. They hadn't played it all year in a game, and they obviously had installed it in 4 days. But Dennis is willing to try things, so tonight we might see something he hadn't used all season.
Along those lines, there's been a lot of talk. Obviously, Aaron Hernandez was a big part of the Patriots' offense the first time. Could we see a Champ Bailey matching up with Aaron Hernandez, or how do you think they'll try to counter that, and would that leave them susceptible to Rob Gronkowski and Wes Welker? How do you see that unfold?
Well, I think that's their dilemma, is that, you know, there's only one Champ, so they got to figure out how to spread the resources out. And sometimes I think when they've played with Champ, when they've played a veteran quarterback who's willing to go to other places, I mean, if Brady were a younger quarterback, the chances would be up that he would try to force the ball to his favorite guy no matter what. And that's when they put Champ on people, when they think they can get people to force it in there. Mm-hmm. But Brady doesn't do that, so I think they'd be more apt to just try and spread it out and somehow, you know, bracket Gronkowski and take their chances with everybody else.
How about on the offensive side of the ball? We know the pressure, to me, I think you guys have talked about, they have to apply pressure, and the defense is going to have a good football game. But what can the offense do to help? I mean, do you think that they have a chance to run the football? I'm not saying for 167 yards and a quarter the way they started off the last game, but can they approach that kind of a mentality and all the cliches, shorten the game, keep the clock moving and keep Brady on the sideline?
I think that's their goal. You know, if it takes you 5 minutes to punt, let it take 5 minutes to punt. You know, they can't have those three incomplete passes, 45 seconds off the clock, and now you're giving the ball back to them. And I think they'd really like to avoid that if they could. But, you know, you got to stay in the game too then. You know, it can't be a 14-point game, can't be a 17-point game. You got to be right there. And they've been okay at that during this, you know, after the 1-4 start when they went on the run. They're pretty good in close games. You know, it's like if they can just sort of drag everybody down into that run first, lots of punts back and forth, field position, they seem to function. I mean, they've had 7 games this year decided by 3 or less. And they've won all 4 of their overtime games, and it's the first team since 2003 to do that. So it's they're kind of a quirky bunch if they keep the game close.
Is there zero chance, because one of the temptations a lot of teams have talked about facing the Patriots this year is the secondary is so bad, the pass defense is so bad. So even teams that don't generally try to spread it out and throw the football say it's just so tempting to try to do that against the Patriots. Any chance we see, you know, a major overhaul and Tim Tebow drops back, you know, 25, 30 times traditional passes, and they just try to win the game through the air?
A lot depends on what they see. You know, if the Patriots go to a lot of zone and, you know, drop 8, you know, 7 or 8, then they've been really reluctant to let Tim just play in the traditional drop back. Mm-hmm. When they do spread it out, they intend to run. They like getting the gaps bigger, mm-hmm. and then they can go to that option game when they do spread it out. A lot of times they'll go 3 wide, empty it out, and it's a run play right from the go for Tebow.
Right.
So,
and what about McGahee? Obviously, he's talked a little bit post-game, I saw last week, about kind of unfinished business, because he got off to that, I think it was 5 carries, 59 yards, then came back for another carry, kind of limped around. Have you talked to him this week? Does he have an air of, you know, he can take this game over maybe?
Well, I think that's the air they've given him. I mean, he might be the offensive MVP of the team if you get past all the stuff that's gone on this year. You know, McGahee makes him go. In games he has 20 or more carries, they win a lot. And it's just getting him to that amount. You know, you got to keep the game that tempo, and he's got to be, you know, he's had a hamstring that's bugged him for a couple of months now. So if it's a good night and he's rolling, then they can be in the game.
He's had some games like that against New England. Mm-hmm. He had one in Baltimore in 2007 where a bad Ravens team almost pulled an upset on the undefeated team. And he had one in Buffalo, I want to say, the game that Teddy Bruschi came back.
to 130 plus.
Some odd yards with a lot of carries, not a lot of big runs, but you know, a lot of sevens and nines.
He's not a big run guy.
He just cranks it out, and he seems to get stronger and stronger as the game goes. So
he's a big guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't eliminate that possibility if them.
And that's that. That's when they're at their best, because then they can do things with Tebow. Then when there is play action, people have to react to McGahee, you know, and then he does get, you know, the safeties have to come up, and now suddenly he's looking at coverage with a lot less people in it, and that's when they let him throw.
In terms of the play action pass, obviously the team's leading receiver during the regular season was Eric Decker, and he's out now. How will they try to get past that? Obviously they had to deal with it for a large portion of the game last week, but what kind of, you know, names we might not know that could step up and be a factor here?
Well, you know, obviously Thomas had the huge game, Demaryius, and, you know, they like Matthew Willis is a little smaller guy, but he plays all the spots for them. He's kind of their do-it-all guy. And several times this year when they've needed a third down play late in the game, Willis is the guy who's made it, and almost nobody talks about him, but he's really a tough guy, and he likes to get in the traffic and all that, so.
Do you expect them to take some shots the way they did last week?
I would think so. I think they know. I think honestly, they, in the terms of their development, they're on house money really at this point. I mean, this is a team that was 4-12 last year. They had to, you know, short free agency period. They couldn't do all the things with the roster they wanted to, and I think they've more than exceeded people's expectations. And I think they would be more apt to take a couple shots early to see if they can get lucky and get the game they want, which is if they have the lead or it's close, then they can play that slow tempo, you know, and the Patriots are always going to want to pick it up, you know, go no huddle, move it along, and they want it to be a lot slower than that.
Just a quick news item here. The inactives are out for the Patriots, and they are Ryan Mallett, Nate Jones, Shane Vereen, Gary Guyton, Donald Thomas, Sebastian Vollmer, and Ron Brace. So no notable names on there. Patrick Chung is active. Matt Light is active. Logan Mankins is active.
And we thought that Vollmer probably wouldn't play.
Right.
And that's the way they went.
But so you're pretty much as healthy as they've been all year in terms of guys ready to play. And anything from the Broncos that we should keep an eye on? We talked a little bit off the air about Doomerville, ankle, knee injury. Any chance that he's limited? Or
nah, I think he'll, knowing Elvis, he'll be there when the bell rings. And ankles bugged him for a while. I think that's generally the bigger thing. The knee hasn't been much of an issue. At least that's what he's saying. So, again, he'll be there.
I got to pat us all on the back. We just did a good, solid breakdown of this game without really talking about Tim Tebow.
I was about to say, I'm going to save the loaded question for last. Here's the loaded one. We'll let you go back upstairs. Just, I know it's so many layers to this, but just what do you think this guy can be? Forget about what he is right now. What do you think he can be?
I always tell people back in Denver, you know, I've been doing this a long time, and I've said if you think that the ending is written on either side of the argument, I would say you're wrong. I would say you cannot determine if he can or can't be a long-term guy. You can say he's got a lot of things in his game to work on and to be the quarterback, the kind of quarterback people are used to looking at. But, you know, you can't deny his production. When put in positions to win games, he's won games. And that's, you can't argue that, but you can argue. You know, I've seen him go 2 of 8 in a game. I've seen him, you know.
What was it, 7 3-and-outs at one point in a game?
They had one this year. They had 9 3-and-outs. I mean, it's, you know, I've seen, you know, he's a 47% passer, you know, not the history would say in today's
NFL.
He's
not a victim of a lot of drops then? He shouldn't be like a 55%?
No, not that many drops, you know. But I think a lot of it is how they've drilled him, too. They desperately want him to avoid mistakes. So yes, his choices are often open receiver, throw the ball somewhere and into the bench.
Right.
You know, and that's what he does.
One of the, and I don't know if you have any insight on this or think it's ridiculous, one of the things that's been brought up around here is a theory that Elway was hoping Tebow would fail, that this team put him out there hoping, okay, see, you want him, he played 6 games, he stinks, we need a quarterback. Do you think there's any chance that was true and that this is, you know, now it kind of came back and flew in their face?
No,
and he's winning?
None of that's true.
They wanted to give him a chance to be the guy.
They were 1-4, and it wasn't a very good 1-4. I mean, it wasn't like they were, you know, they said, oh, we could have won three of those. You know, it was a bad 1-4, and they were going no place. And honestly, if that were true, they wouldn't have almost had a trade for Orton in training camp. They had that trade to Miami almost done, and then they couldn't work out a contract. So none of that stuff would have taken place if the objective was to get Tebow to fail. It's that he has the longest contract. He's the only quarterback under contract for next season. They had to find out, or they have to find out what, you know, how long is he going to be there and how much money should they spend on the quarterbacks around him.
And do you think he'll be given every opportunity to be the full-time starter all of next year? Will a veteran be brought in to compete for him?
I think they'll draft one in the middle to late rounds, and I think they'll sign a veteran, and he'll start camp as the guy, and they'll want to see some progress. Elway's made no secret of, you know, we want him to be a better pocket player, you know, all those things. I think the general consensus is they have made it work this year with something people didn't expect, and that they're going to have to advance the cause next year if he's going to be the long-term guy.
Okay, we'll talk short-term now. Give us your how you think this game will and could unfold and what the Broncos' chances are.
Well, I think the Broncos' chances will be easy to see if they're getting good pressure on Brady early in the game, and if they get the tempo down. If the Patriots get it up, going fast, you know, playing with the lead and all those things, that doesn't suit the Broncos.
So you got a score for us?
Give us a prediction?
No, you know, I didn't do it. We don't do predictions. The beat writers don't do predictions at our paper. So I'll probably get fired.
They leave that to Woody Page and Kliss when they're done stirring up the other fan base. Make a prediction.
I think that the style of game that you think is the only way Denver can win, I think, is pretty conventional. I think we all feel the same way. If there's some turnovers and, you know, the pace is slow, I don't eliminate. I can see the game.
Yep.
If Denver, you know, pulls off the upset, I can see the game. I know how I think it would have to happen. I don't see it happening.
But it's Tebow. You can't see the game. It'll be something special. It'll be the cover of Time magazine.
He'll go out and win 51-45.
Right, in a shootout, he'll throw for 450. Yeah. Shotgun the whole time.
That's the way the season's gone. Just when you think you've got it all handled, something weird happens.
Oh, that's good for you. You never have a problem finding a story to write, right?
Yep.
We appreciate you coming down and spending some time with us.
Thank you.
We got to get at that pregame spread. We always miss the spread because by the time we get up there, it's too close to kickoff.
Well, maybe they'll save something for you.
Thank you.
Better play it aside.
We'll see you upstairs in a while.
Jeff Legault from the Denver Post. Kind of thinking along the lines of what we've been talking about for most of the week. You know, the Tebow thing is not over. I think you could certainly see the an end chapter on either side that still is yet to be written. So I wish Fred Kirsch had heard that, and, you know, he's declared it over because all the people that are anti-Tebow, you know, they've already been proven wrong, according to Fred, but I don't think we have to go into that rant.
I'm just proud of us. I really am. I thought that breakdown we did with him was
that was probably
football.
The best interview we've had all year.
Football, and we didn't even we left the Tebow to the end. You know, we talked about the game. We dabbled in Tebow when we needed to discuss it in terms of matchups.
You'd be remiss if you didn't ask someone from Denver their thoughts on the whole phenomenon.
But we didn't get into the hype. We got into the game. We did a game breakdown. You know what? I'm going to hurt my arm right now. I'm patting.
Not the first time you've done that.
But good news. I just, you know, we'll recap. I didn't want to get too deep into it while he was here. The inactives. But that's all very good news, theoretically.
Chung, Mankins, Spikes, those guys are all in.
But I say theoretically because if Chung limps off and Mankins limps off and all of a sudden you're scrambling to fill for a couple starters, it's not ideal. And I did think Guyton would be inactive. He was doing a lot of tweeting today.
Oh, yeah.
Like 3:30, 4 o'clock, and I'm thinking, why are there like 20 tweets here from Gary Guyton? Shouldn't you be getting ready, game time? And clearly, no, he shouldn't be. And Brandon Spikes, another one that's, you know, you never know what his role is going to be, but he's active and everybody thinks he can be a difference maker.
Spikes, Chung, Mankins, those are the three good news. Hopefully, as you said, they're able to play and not just be active. But
the one I'm worried
play.
About is Mankins.
I agree.
Because I think he's a tough SOB.
Do you read into the fact that Donald Thomas was one of the guys that was inactive? Who was the other? It was Vollmer, Thomas, Nate Jones, Vereen, Mallett,
Guyton,
Brace. Okay. Do you read into I guess they have Wendell. I guess they feel like, you know, to, as a backup in there, you don't need
Cannon,
another one.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. So I feel pretty good about that. I feel pretty good about having those guys active and ready to go. I'm going to get back to the Ace Ticket Hotline here, though, as we near the halfway point of our first ever playoff edition. We're going to talk to Steve in Michigan. Steve, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, by the way, while Jeff was talking, the Saints turned it over for a fifth time. But go ahead.
All right. I just want to say, first and foremost, I'm a Lions fan, but Tom Brady has been my favorite quarterback since I was 9 years old, watching him lead Michigan to the win over Bama in the Orange Bowl. But tonight I'm rocking the Brady jersey. Can't wait for this game. And I can't wait for Brady to shut up all the Tebow fans tonight.
Are you rocking a Michigan Brady jersey?
No, I got a New England jersey.
Oh, that must not be too cool with your Lions friends.
Yeah.
Do you have a Stafford jersey?
Do I have a Michigan jersey?
No, Stafford.
Matthew Stafford?
Oh, no. No, I do not.
Wow. I don't think you're really a Lions fan.
I've always said I hated that Stafford pick. Guess he proved me wrong this year, but that's a whole different story. I just want to say, you know, Brady had a great season. You know, to be honest, I think he should be the NFL MVP, which has gotten no coverage whatsoever. What he did with the second-worst defense in the NFL, throwing for over 5,200 yards, 39 touchdowns, leading the Patriots to a 13-3 season, just incredible. And nothing will make me happier than seeing Tebow crying after he loses tonight. So, Brady on, go Patriots, have a great night, take out Tebow.
All right, thanks, Steve. A lot of hate in that call. You know what?
I feel some warmth tonight. I'm surrounded by people with like minds. A lot of people who hate Tebow and are rooting against him. I like it. Tebow stinks. I don't care what he does off the field. I don't like him.
Let's see here.
What was his name again? I'm sorry, I missed his name. Legholt.
Jeff.
Jeff was saying how nice and legitimate there's not a fraud bone in his body.
No, I think
it
I
makes
think
it hard when
upset.
These people tell me
See,
that.
You hate him.
I don't hate
him like you do.
I hate him. I hate his followers. I hate his throwing ability.
I share your views of his ability to throw the ball at an NFL level. I don't share your views of the person.
Oh, I do. Well, it's just a platform for me to tell you this. No, I'm watching a football game. Talk about football.
As we near our next break here, I want to get some emails in. Alberto is next, and he is looking for a reason here. It's Al from Italy, and I'm a huge Patriots fan.
Alberto, it's Al.
Oh, yeah, that's his real name is Alberto.
I know, but it's just – no, it's Al, you know. Sounds so cool when you're an Italian. Alberto, but I just go by Al.
Should I stay up? I thought you were making fun of me for pulling a thread and reading a different name.
No. It sounds so cool and like worldly. Alberto, but Al.
He wants to know if he should stay up and watch this game live, or should he just watch tomorrow morning and go to sleep now?
Are you freaking
kidding
me?
Give me a reason. Andy, less Andy, more Paul. I agree.
Well, you're an idiot, so go to bed.
Dylan.
Alberto.
Dylan from New Jersey has a couple of questions and a quick over-under. Is it possible that we see the defense go back to the 3-4 base, as that's what was more successful in the previous game against the Broncos? Second, do we see Falk more in the game, providing some pass blocking, blitz pickup to protect Tom Brady? You want to hit on those two real quick,
I'd like
Andy?
To see Falk more. Because I like Falk more. And the pass protection has been an issue with Woodhead. He has not done a good job, and I don't really want to see him involved with guys like Miller and Doomerville or any of the guys on the inside, Ayers, Bunkley, any of those guys, because it's clear, you know, as Jeff said, that their emphasis is going to be getting to Tom Brady, and I trust Kevin Falk more in that role. Now, the question is, does Bill Belichick trust him in the role in terms of athleticism? Can he still get me 8 yards when I need 8 yards? And based on his playing time and his limited reps, I think the answer to that is no. He thinks Woodhead is better in that role and has been willing, at least in the regular season, to risk the pass protection, which I'm pretty sure he would rather have Falk in pass protection.
Oh, there's no doubt.
For the gains in terms of yards and touches. So probably going to see more Woodhead.
I think so, too. And I also think Woodhead's best game this season was at Denver.
His only touchdown, right?
Yeah, but I thought in addition to that touchdown, I thought he looked a little bit quicker in that game. And I'm looking for more of that tonight. Quickly on the 3-4 defense, that's something that we have put our trusty man Eric Scalavino on. He's going to keep a quick eye out on that during the pregame when he checks in with us in about a half hour or so. That'll be one of the first things we ask him. But, yeah, I do think there's a chance of that. Quick over-under, Andy. Brady, 300 yards and 4 TDs.
300 yards and 4 TDs. I'll take the over and the under.
Agreed. Ocho Cinco, 4 receptions, 1 TD.
I'll take the under and the under.
I agree. Patriot sacks, 4.
I'll take the over.
Oh, I'll take the under. Broncos turnovers, 3.
Push!
Ridley yards, 75.
Over.
I'll take the over as well on the Ridley yards. Thanks, Dylan. Well, who do we have here? Wow, a long one.
Mario.
Mario here. San Benito. He simulated the Pats and Broncos on Madden 12 just for the hell of it. Here are the results. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read the end result. New England gets in the red zone in the fourth quarter to start the fourth quarter, but fumbles. Denver returns it for a TD and gets the two-point conversion to make it 17-10 Denver. However, over the rest of the quarter, Denver has four turnovers, three picks, one fumble, which the Patriots take advantage of to score 24 unanswered points, making the final New England 34, Denver 17.
It goes from 17-10 to 34-17 in the fourth quarter.
No wonder it's a video game.
And here's some individual performance. Tebow wasn't particularly successful through the year, three picks, but had over 100 yards rushing. Welker had over 100 yards receiving. Benny started at running back, and he had over 100 yards, but also had two fumbles. Wow. Ocho had surprisingly over five catches. Other nuggets that he noticed, Patriots ran the ball more often than usual. Brady was sacked at least 3 to 4 times, if not more. New England would have trouble against Denver's draw plays, giving up at least 5 yards a pop. Denver never scored an offensive TD. Now, I know this is just a video game simulation, but how realistic do you guys think these results are?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Benny fumbles twice. A 17-10 turns into 34-17.
We've learned to never rule out anything, but...
I'm ruling it out.
That's a bit unrealistic. I'll take one more email here before we hit the break. This one's from Mark and Cheddar. Big night tonight. Big, Andy. Big night. Something has been bugging me all week. Pundits have been saying how in the first meeting between the Broncos and Patriots, the Broncos led 16-7 and were dominating on the ground, and then the three fumbles changed the game. And if it wasn't for those three fumbles, it may have been a different game. When the first fumble happened, it was 16-14. Would you agree up until that point the Broncos had played as well as they could possibly play? No, I would agree that they played as well as they could play on offense, but not defense. They allowed two touchdowns and three drives. And they were only leading by two. Pundits are idiots, except you two.
No, I think we're idiots, too.
Now a time for a joke for you. Question, why did Eric fail as a kicker?
I'm sorry, I read it.
Well, why don't you answer it?
Because everyone knows he's really a DB.
Oh, wait, that is the joke. Well done, Mark. We have Brian in Methuen, Johnny in L.A. on the Ace Ticket Hotline, and plenty of emails. We'll get to you as soon as we get back.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature, isn't
it? Right? No.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey, what's that?
A Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate with a turbo shot of espresso.
So you're making a statement about the duality of mankind, in that we can be warm and cozy, yet intense and energetic. That's quite the dichotomy you've exposed.
Actually, it's just really delicious.
Charge up your Dunkin' hot chocolate with a turbo shot. Add some espresso to your favorite cup of chocolate comfort today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
These Dunkin' sausage pancake bites are so good. I love how they wrap tasty sausages in yummy pancakes.
Actually, I believe they took yummy pancakes and filled them with tasty sausages.
Huh. You say pancake sausage bites, I say sausage pancake bites.
Try Dunkin' Donuts sausage pancake bites, your favorite breakfast flavors together in one delicious bite. Grab three for just $1.59. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Dear business traveler, high in the sky, it's for important work that you do fly. But on JetBlue, we've made your job more fun, with free DirecTV to play when your tasks are done. And with 40-plus nonstop straight from Boston, you won't have layovers to cities like Austin. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Luana, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand by flying JetBlue for business. Book now at JetBlue.com/business. DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Think you know more about the Patriots than Paul Perillo?
I don't know anything.
Try him on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398. Or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
I know nothing about anything.
Now, back to the man who knows it all.
We have the best listeners.
Paul Perillo.
That's right. The man who knows it all. We're going to go right back to the Ace Ticket Hotline and see what Brian in Methuen, Mass. knows. Brian, Andy and Paul,
hey,
how are you?
How you doing?
Great.
Hey, I'm curious about the inactives for today's game.
Andy Hart will rattle those off for you right now.
Mallett.
Whoa. Ooh,
Ryan Mallett, Nate Jones, Shane Vereen, Gary Guyton, Donald Thomas, Sebastian Vollmer, and Ron Brace. So no big names.
You go down the list very fast. So we got no Brace today?
No Brace.
No Guyton?
No Gary Guyton.
surprised at that one. What's up? Was he listed on the injury report?
No, he just doesn't really play anymore. He's a forgotten guy.
Other than Vollmer, those are all healthy scratches, I think.
He really can't cover anymore. I'll say that on the passing situations.
He fell off the map. It popped into my head last week. He played in all 32 games over the last 2 years and started 24 of them. Started all 16 games 2 years ago, 8 last year, and now he is literally just a healthy scratch, forgotten guy, inactive.
No shit. That's unbelievable.
All right.
What do you got for Denver, you guys?
Decker is out. Brian Dawkins out, and Dumervil is in. There's no other, obviously we knew about Lonnie Paxton, being out for family reasons, dealing with his wife and a pregnancy. But other than that, the major ones are Decker and Dawkins.
What's the temperature down? Are you guys freezing yet or what?
It's pretty cold.
Yeah,
it's cold, windy, breezy, chilly.
Really?
Yeah, Tebow's going to be in for a long night. End over end passes, ducks everywhere. He's got no chance, Florida boy.
Hey, you guys do a great job, and I'm just going to give you a score. I got Patriots 38, and I got the Broncos 13. Go fast, baby!
That's my score, Brian. You stole my
score. That's Paul's score.
Son of a gun stole my score.
He's all worked up. I like it.
I do, too. Johnny in L.A.
I'm in my bedroom.
Oh, okay.
Why?
I don't really...
Because you told me to. Remember?
Oh, no. I forgot the scenario. I do remember the conversation, but what exactly was it? Because they lost
They've gotten crushed at Sonny's the last two times I was there for playoff games, and they've never lost a game. They've never lost a game on my TV here. And so you said stay home. Stay home.
Good job. Good listening. If they lose tonight, it's not your fault.
The beers are a lot cheaper at my house too.
You're drinking in your bed.
Can it get any better than that? I've never done that.
I think that may be a sign of alcoholism if you're drinking in your bed.
I've never done that.
It's a playoff game.
Cut out the middleman. Just go right to bed with the beer.
So you're not going to see the second half of this game, you're telling me.
No, I'm going to see every single snap of this game.
You should.
And what's going to happen on some of those snaps, Johnny?
Pats win big today. Pats win 29-6.
29?
Wow, that's an interesting score.
You couldn't
get the safety and go for the 31-6, 316?
No, nothing normal happens with Tebow, so I'm going 29-6.
That's true.
But I'll tell you guys a quick story. I work at a gym, and I was working all morning, and everybody knows what a big Pats fan I am. And I heard, because I'm in L.A., there's no local team out here, obviously. And, so you get people who root for all sorts of teams out here. And I heard the same thing from probably close to a dozen members today. I've been there forever. I'm pretty friendly with everyone there. And everyone came in and said, I hate the Pats, but I really need you guys to win this week. I thought that was pretty funny because everybody's sick of the Tebow thing,
Well, that's what I find so funny is you either love him or hate him, and there's so much venom against him that I'm truly enjoying myself because I feel like, I've been trying to lead this charge.
Man. You're leading the charge.
Exactly. I hate Tebow. I'll come out and say it. I'll hate him forever. But I'm enjoying having some supporters tonight. I felt a little bit alone previously when I said I hate Tebow.
Yeah, no, you definitely have some support. I heard it a ton today. I don't even know if they hate him as a human like you do because they're not bad people like you are. They're just
well put, Johnny.
All the hype.
All right. Well, try not to pass out.
Game.
Try not to.
Don't puke.
If you puke in your own bed, that'll be disgusting.
Can you guys take turns so you can both talk?
I'm going to be fine. Enjoy the game, and I'll talk to you next week for next week's game.
That's right, Johnny. AFC title game, Gillette Stadium.
Thanks, Johnny.
Woo!
I'm going to have to get to some of these emails because I
need to rip somebody first.
Okay.
Apparently, Greg Bedard and the Boston Globe are holding an online virtual tailgate party tonight.
I wonder where they got that idea.
Christ. But apparently, according to some of our tweeters, it's just a list of tweets online. It's crap. It's crap. The real online virtual tailgate party global here. Twitter, emails, phone calls, the internet.
Listen, you can stop banging on the table. Everybody knows it, Andy, because this is by far and away the most interaction we've had. So everybody knows where to go if they want to be involved with an online, what do you call it? The world's largest virtual tailgate.
Yeah.
Pre-game tailgate? Absolutely. They know where to go. The emails
right
are pouring
here.
In. The calls have been pouring in.
Woo!
We got the polls up on the Facebook page. We've had about 8 or 10 photos. I hope you guys are getting those. Mike in Nashville, Tennessee, next up. He said he had on ESPN News this afternoon waiting for the Saints-Niners kickoff. They showed a graphic comparing Tebow and Brady's first playoff games using touchdowns, interceptions, passing yards, yards per completion, and rushing yards. It initially struck me as odd that you didn't see pretty standard stats like completion percentage, probably because Brady was 32 for 52, 61.5%, and Tebow was 10 of 21, 47.6, which completely contradicted their point that Tebow was, quote, more terrific than even Tom Terrific. What?
What game was that?
He was...
The Snow Bowl?
Yeah, his first playoff game.
I just wanted to point out that in a blizzard, Brady completed, what was it, 60...
61.5%.
And Tebow, in perfect weather...
And brought his team back from 10 down
no,
in,
I know,
in the
last
10
minutes. No, I know,
but
all that aside, one guy showed the ability to be accurate in a blizzard.
No
mention.
Guy
can't throw without a blizzard.
He's not done.
Oh, sorry.
No mention, of course, that Brady's first playoff game was played in a freaking blizzard.
That's what I just said.
And he still outplayed T-Bust. I can't wait for the Patriots to put an end to this absurdity. We all saw and loved the Peyton Manning face after all those great beatdowns of the Colts. I can't wait to see Tim's Tebow face in a few hours.
But his Tebow face is that little smirk in the postgame. And first and foremost, I want to thank my Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. And,
because
you know,
because
came
as
out
soon
tonight,
as the game is over, it doesn't really matter.
Well, that's true.
The loss to him doesn't really matter. Nick has some more games for us. Unbelievably pumped for this game. I am predicting a big Patriots win, 38-14. A little off for me, 38-13. The offense will come out strong. The defense will step up. Tom Brady will remind the world that this is his field, not Tim Tebow's. Now here's a quick over-under. Devin McCourty picks, 1.
Push.
Under. Mark Anderson sacks, 2.
Under.
Under. Ocho touchdowns, 1.
Under.
Under. Denver rushing yards, 96.
Over.
Over. Brady passing yards, 300.
Over.
Over. Tom Brady touchdowns, 4.
Under.
Under. Thanks, and that's Nick, and it's not Saban.
Could be.
All right, let's get back to the Ace Ticket Hotline here. We got a lot of fan clubs coming in. Let's see. The first one we'll go to is John with the North Orange County Pats fan club.
John!
John.
Yeah.
What's up? Did you fall asleep?
Hey,
Paul made you wait forever.
Shout out from Orange, California, man.
Yes.
He waited for six and a half minutes.
I just arrived at the site, our viewing site here at the sports bar. We're expecting 70 people.
Nice.
And I run the group, and they call me captain because I wear an old military's captain uniform.
Nice. I like it. Captain, what's on the menu tonight? You got some snacks?
I haven't seen, well, I don't know, whatever the bar's offering up. It's not my menu.
How old are you?
How old am I? I'm 71.
I thought so. I like that age. I like that spirit. You got one guy who's clearly much younger than you, but he's laying in his bed watching the game, and you're in your 70s, and you're out there partying at a bar supporting your team.
We lead the cheers. We do the same. We do the first down cheers. We're going to do touchdown cheers. We're going to do a musket salute for touchdowns today. We got it all lined up.
Wait a minute. You have a musket inside a bar?
No, I don't.
That doesn't sound safe.
You walk around with a musket here in Orange County, and you'll be on the ground in about 10 minutes.
How much do you hate Tim Tebow?
I don't really hate anybody.
Oh, come on.
I'm not a hater.
He's a lover, not a fighter.
But that doesn't mean I like him either.
I'm with you, John. Just because I don't hate him like Andy does doesn't mean I like him.
Right, right.
You
but anyhow, looking for the Patriots to win by, I'm going to say, 10 to 14.
So what's the final score? High scoring or what?
Man, that's hard to pick. But if you look at the Patriots overall, I think they'll probably push 40.
Okay. I like it. I like the confidence. And join the party. Go join those other 70 people and get yourself some snacks.
Thanks, John.
All right. Hey, you have a good day.
I like him. He sounds like a badass. Now go to number one on the list.
Oh, cool. Carolyn from Lexington, Kentucky?
It says, sounds hot. Carolyn, are you hot?
Sure. I'm not there tonight, unfortunately.
Well, where are you tonight? What are you doing? You're watching by yourself?
You
in a group?
You have to turn immediately into a creep every time you talk
to
a woman.
I am TV room in my dorm in Kentucky.
Oh. Now Andy's really interested.
University of Kentucky?
Yep.
And
how'd they do today? They played Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
They win?
That was a close game. Yeah, we won by 3 points.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Will this game you're watching tonight be close?
Too bad you had to
Absolutely
exceed the salary
not.
Cap to do that with Calipari.
I'm looking for 35-10.
And I'm guessing you hate Tim Tebow.
Absolutely.
Yes!
Tebow's number 2 on the hate list next to the Jets.
Nice. Well done. So you're watching the game alone in your dorm room?
Oh, Andy's
Yeah,
please.
I
it's just uncomfortable.
Fans down here.
Really?
Oh, which makes it more fun to just absolutely deck myself out in Patriots everything and look insane.
But aren't there like thousands and thousands of students at that school, 40,000 students or something?
Yeah, we're like 30,000. And
there's no other Patriots fans? Come on.
No, everyone's Packers fans here.
They're
I'm
a bunch
alone.
Of Packers, huh?
Packer
well,
fans.
Well, at least you're watching the game. You know, you're going to see Tebow get killed, so you'll be happy.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Anything else you're looking for tonight?
I was just thinking earlier, I remember my first playoff memory was watching the Snow Bowl when I was, I was probably 10 years old.
Be easy here now.
And just thinking back to that first Super Bowl we won, and I'm looking for another one the next couple weeks.
Well, it won't snow, but there's going to be some weather. It's going to be cold. You'll see that little obligatory shot of the thermometer on the field, and it'll say it's like 18 degrees, wind chill of 7. So there'll be a little weather feel to this, but it won't be quite as cool as a Snow Bowl.
Carolyn, before we let you go, Lexington, Kentucky, Lexington, what's the connection to the Patriots?
Well, I'm from Boston. I just came down to Kentucky for school.
Why?
But
that's a little different.
I've always lived in Massachusetts. I came down with my horse because of the equine program down here.
Oh, you got a horse, do you?
See? Look at that. You thought that was
now,
a dumb question.
Does the horse stay in the dorm with you?
Is it like two broke girls where you just have it in the apartment with you?
No, he's got the nice, like, rich barn 15 minutes off campus, so he's kind of living nicer than me right now.
And you have a cinder block dorm room?
Yep.
Prison. I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah.
What's your horse's name?
Parker.
Parker. Well, Parker, I hope he watches the game tonight, too.
I hope so, too.
All right. See you, Carolyn. Enjoy the game. Maybe you'll find somebody in the hall rooting for you. That's what she should do. She'll have to listen, like, if there's
anybody
a big play.
Anybody reacts to the game.
See if there's cheering going. There's got to be another Patriots fan on the campus.
We used to do crap like that.
Tens of thousands of students. Somebody's got to be a Patriots fan. They're not all Packers.
Let's get to another Patriots fan club here. Scott is with the Patriots Fan Club of Arizona, which is, by the way, a very big group. Scott.
How's it going, guys?
How are you?
Excellent.
What's on the tap for tonight? Where are you? How many people?
We have 250 fanatical Patriots fans crammed into this place tonight.
Nice.
It's going to be a zoo. We do everything from the first down to raffle prizes, you name it, but these guys are jumping out of their skin here ready for a game.
And what is the emotion? Is there any fear of this Tim Tebow crap that he could pull out this crazy upset, or is it just an expectation of domination?
I think people are expecting that what has happened the last 2 years, we're putting it behind us. This is a different team now. I think the confidence is there. They can't stop our offense. So that's what everybody here... I haven't heard anybody say that they're cheering for Denver.
Absolutely not. We're starting to get some tweets. People are worried a little bit about the weather and the possibility that it's windy. It affects the Patriots' passing game. The Broncos run the ball.
It's not windy enough, I don't think, to affect a good passing game.
I don't think so either. That's why I wouldn't be worried. What do you guys got on the food menu tonight? We always like to check in.
Oh, my gosh. Our owner here is from Boston originally, so he takes care of us. We got everything from clam chowder to quahogs. You name it, we got it here. Wings, we feed everybody, we drink, everybody drinks like crazy, and everybody has a good time.
Let's give a quick promo for the place. Where are you?
Toso Sports Bar and Grill. It's off of 24th Avenue and Union Hills in Phoenix.
So if you're in the greater Phoenix area and looking for a massive Patriots party, head on down, right?
That's it.
All right, well, enjoy the game. Hopefully you get what you want. You get a blowout, and we kill Tim Tebow.
And thanks for checking in with us, Scott. We appreciate it.
See you, Scott.
Wow, a lot of fan clubs chiming. I got to get to some of these emails.
There are just parties going on all over the globe.
This is the most emails that we've ever gotten, without question.
This is
rivaling like Super Bowl week. Rohan is...
Davey?
He says he loves the show. Here waiting for the game on the couch with his Troy Brown jersey on, listening to the pregame social. Can you throw a shout-out to all us Pats fans here? Where, Andy?
Where?
Australia. I thought you usually read them with me. Australia.
Good day, mate.
There you go.
Top of the morning to you, or whatever time it is.
Mike is in FLA, where it's 70 degrees. Screw you, Mike. It's pretty cold here. These are real questions I am curious about, so please help a guy out. Why do some people from Mass speak like Ann in Denver? She has a real exaggerated accent that is a stereotype for Mass, yet you guys do not at all. Is it a matter of location or class or what? It is definitely a location. If you're inside the city, right. Usually, like you listen to Mayor Menino, he has as thick a Boston accent as anybody.
Beyond the other issues.
Besides the fact that he can't speak, but that's another issue. But yeah, the closer you are to the city, the more apt you are to have an accent. I have a pretty good Boston accent that I've tried to sort of cover up, but
he only shows it when he's with his boys.
Yeah, I let it slip when I'm, about eight deep in Miller Lights. Can you ask Dan why he needs Harriet the dog? He obviously can watch games, so he isn't blind.
Sure. Dan, yeah. If you're listening, feel free to send in an email and let us know.
I'm going to take a quick step out, Andy. I want you to read an email or two. This is something that's important to me.
I understand. First, I want to hit the Twitter. We got some updates off the Twitter, and the first one is from our own Eric Scalavino at PFW Eric. He just sent out a tweet, and you could probably back this up, Monkey Behind the Glass, that you guys just played the original David Bowie song inside the stadium.
Yeah, I think we did. I downloaded that for it.
Are you going to play the parody at all, or no? Is that not allowed?
I highly doubt the parody would be allowed from
maybe
down
post-game,
the hall.
Maybe post-game. Maybe officially over.
Yeah,
because it is pretty good.
But I know that did catch my eye, Andy, when I was given a list. They call it the playlist of songs for the morning here, and that was one of the ones that I had to purchase off the old iTunes account.
Oh, I hear you. Okay, I am gonna. Oh, wait, I need to switch microphones. I'm gonna run over to the other microphone. Talk.
It's still on there while Andy quickly audibles and goes over to the host Paul Perillo's microphone.
I'm back. I just realized I wouldn't be able to click on emails over there. I was by myself. I didn't know Paul was going to bow out. Andy is right. That's the first email that's going to get read. You put a subject
right
like that, I'm going to read it. Andy, you're not alone. I've been a proud Tim Tebow hater for 3 years. Go Pats. That's our friend Tracy in Vegas. So she claims she's been hating all along. I haven't heard her voicing that as much as I have. At 7:04, this is an email from I don't know who. At 7:04, Mike Rodak posted a note about Gary Guyton falling off the radar. A few minutes later, Andy Hart uses the same phrase and stat. Coincidence or unattributed borrowing? It wasn't for me because I didn't read Rodak, so it was a coincidence. Guy Turner checking in. Paul's back, so he can read this. Bye.
I appreciate that. It was something that was very important to me personally, and I'm glad I got a chance to do
it. Well, just so you know, I didn't realize till like a minute. Oh, wait, I can't click on emails from you. So I had to have the monkey talk while I ran over there.
Oh, okay. Let's see. What's this one from? Is
Guy Turner.
He's listening to the PGS live from England for the first time, although always listen to the podcast on his way to work.
Well, you should listen to the PPGS every game.
Great show. I don't know if either of you will remember, but this is this time last year, I was about 2 hours from sitting down to watch last year's playoff against the Jets when I fell down the stairs and broke my leg. I do remember this.
Oh, yeah.
Went to the hospital and thank goodness missed the game. Needless to say, I've refrained from going upstairs at all today. Anyway, I also had the 49ers Saints game on and watching the 49ers defense. I have a question and a statement. First, the question, how does such a poor team improve on defense so quickly over literally a couple of years? I saw them play at Wembley and they stunk. This leads to the question, why can't we build a D like that? Anyway, 12:15 here and now, and I'm counting every second to kickoff, which is coming that much quicker thanks to the two of you. All the best, Guy. That's
well,
a really nice guy. Thank you.
They've hit on their investments.
They've had a pretty good defense for a while.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
It's great now. It wasn't great.
And part of that is coaching, obviously, and you got to look at it. But when they've taken guys, Patrick Willis is an all-pro, right?
Yep.
You took Justin Smith
from the
Bengals.
He's an all-pro.
He's an all-pro.
By the way, got votes for all-pro at two different positions.
You see that? Yes. You took Carlos Rogers in, and he's played well. Whereas Lee Bodden, you know what I mean? The Patriots have invested. They haven't had the hits. You went up. You got Aldon Smith with a high draft pick, and he's been an impact pass rusher. You've invested, but you've also hit.
Yeah.
Whereas some of the Patriots' investments haven't hit quite as much.
And part of that in the Patriots' defense, they've had high draft picks, and they've hit on the high draft picks. The Patriots haven't had multiple
right.
top, you know, Aldon Smith, top 10 pick. Patrick Willis, was he 11?
Yeah.
You know, high pick. You know, they hit on some of those guys they took early. The Patriots haven't had, other than Gerard Mayo, a lot of chances to do
right.
that. because they've been too good.
Even their other ones. I mean, Bowman was a second-round pick
third-round pick. They've missed on some second-round
picks. And now he's an all-pro vote-getter.
And they've tried.
Whereas our second-round picks are inactive or on IR.
And they've tried to get better defensively, the Patriots, in the draft, and they haven't hit on as many. No question about that.
They even have the good nose tackle, too, right, who I don't even know his name. They've hit on a lot of lower picks. They took the kid from Oregon, too, Sopagoa. Doesn't he play for them? The big bench kid had like 50 reps.
Isaac Sopoaga.
They have some of those guys too. The guys you don't necessarily know off the top of your head, but that are contributors, that are impact players for them in various roles.
Let's see here, Robbie in Portsmouth, UK. I think if Denver wins, you should come over to the UK as there is a piece of Cumbria. What is that? Do you know? A place. I'm sorry, a place in Cumbria. That you would feel right home. It's called, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to fall into the Fred Kirsch.
Fredwood rhymes with rocker mouth. quick update for Paul. I know you always want to know this. At Patriots just tweeted. I forgot they've changed their name to just at Patriots. Tom Brady now on the field warming up.
Does he have on the suit? That's somewhat Grant
that
just wanted to know.
Not been updated yet. I don't have that. The temperature has dropped to 26 degrees. Most Patriots on the field are warming up in short sleeves.
Let's see. Raymond is in Hawaii.
Yo, yo, Ray, Ray.
Great job as usual. Been in Iraq for the last year and didn't have a chance to listen to you guys. Have missed it. Keep up the great work. Go Pats. Ray goes back a long way. Raymond Malcolm. Long time listener. Sam in Chicago, speaking of long time listeners.
Oh, they're all coming back.
Thanks for the show. Sitting here waiting for the blowout while I listened to my neighbor who was from New Orleans stomp the floor. I have to say San Francisco's defense looks intimidating. It's something I hadn't considered before watching this current game. Question, what matchup tonight at Gillette are you most worried about?
You know what I'm starting to worry about? And Tom Brady does not have the full face head ski mask thing on.
Okay.
I just saw it on the Jumbotron feed that our able producer Kevin just put on here in the Subway Fresh broadcast studios, and everybody does have short sleeves on. Looks like they have short sleeves, Under Armour.
Edelman wipes out.
Edelman goes down. Down goes Edelman.
He'll be out.
Everybody looks like, well, not Taquan Underwood, but most people going with, it looks like short sleeves, Under Armour, which they have short sleeves, but are really warm. You know, the parts they're covering will really warm them up. What was the question?
What matchup tonight are you most worried about?
I'm starting to get worried a little bit about the interior line.
I'm
having flashbacks
to last year.
Dan Conley getting bitch slapped by Sean Ellis. And I'm a little concerned about Logan Mankin's mobility and that knee. And I'm going to give him credit for toughing it out, but I'll be interested to see how mobile he is.
I also think Waters is sort of slowed down a little bit, showing his age a little bit. He's still been playing very well. But I do think that's the only way you can beat the Patriots, inside pressure.
It's getting closer to game time. It's getting rowdy.
Absolutely.
There's like yelling going
thanks
on
Thanks for the
outside.
Show. You guys help me stay in the loop
my
while
guess
surrounded.
Is the Broncos are probably running down the hallway here or something.
Okay.
By the depressed Bear fans here in the Midwest. Go Andy, Paul, and Brady.
Woo!
Looking forward to the Ravens pregame social next week.
And Tebow sucks.
That's Sam in Chicago. I think Sam in Chicago is accurate.
Just end every email with Tebow sucks, whether they write it or not.
Megan, next up. I am a Christian.
Hey,
I don't
girl.
Hate Tim Tebow. I dislike the media claiming he's a spectacular quarterback and trying to compare him to other
there
great
he is,
players.
Andy.
He may be a nice guy, but not a great quarterback. As a Pats fan, I'm hoping they win in a blowout, not only because I love them, but because I want the media to shut up about Tim Tebow. And a quick question. Who has a bigger day, Hernandez or Gronk?
Gronk,
I think Gronk too.
Multiple touchdowns for Gronk today. The star continue. You know, there's legends growing here. Tebow's is the bigger legend, but there's a legend of Rob Gronkowski that's growing a little bit. That will grow bigger today while Tebow's goes. Blah, blah, blah.
Pat's defensive theme for the game tonight, and it comes from one of our most decorated Marine units.
Second Battalion, maybe?
Is it Battalion? I don't know what all the
Fifth
abbreviations
Marines,
mean.
And their motto is simple. Retreat, hell.
Yeah, he called in this gentleman.
All
I think
this one
in,
and done crap will end tonight.
Oh,
retreat, hell, Pats.
Hoorah! Forgive me for not knowing all the military lingo.
Oh, there's no H in that.
It's hoorah. Hoorah for the Marines.
Hoorah!
That I did know, but I don't know all the abbreviations and the jargon for the military. But I do, as Andy, as Eric would say, thank you for your service. Let's see. You could tell me to stay home and watch
the
game.
No, you can't tell me.
Oh, and later make fun of me for doing so. Fraud.
That's the beauty of Andy. That's Andy in a nutshell. I told you to stay home, and then I made fun of you for staying home. Brady does have long sleeves on, though.
He should. Let's see. This guy said...
But is he going to look cold? What game was it that he looked cold?
Brady?
Remember he kept putting his hands back in his pouch real quickly?
I don't know.
Was that Miami?
You always have those games, random games. He looks cold.
He does. And
he's pouting.
And he not even following through, and like his hand's already going back in the pouch to get it warm.
Speaking of pouting, is that what Eric's going to do when he calls in to give his hit and Andy already knows everything that's going on in the field now that it's on the monitor?
Oh, that's for sure. Let me read this one last email, and then we'll take a break before we get Eric on the line.
We should have 3 hours tonight.
Chris says he's listening. I'm listening in here. wondering,
<What?
laughs> I'm wondering what you guys think of Tebow's Tebowing. It's obviously all an act. Last week he made sure the cameras were on him the whole time when he went down in the end zone to kneel. He keeps this sellout image of religion, and anyone who's religious wouldn't put his or her religion out on a public display like that. I think it's disgusting. It's gone too far. I would understand maybe him doing it in a championship game, but when he wins a random game, he does it. I really don't think it's an act.
He does it in Lost, too. And isn't he supposed to? Isn't that part of his, you know, his parents are missionaries and Christianity and spreading the word and all that?
That's part of their job.
I can hate it, but I can also understand it.
All right. We have a ton of emails still to get to in our last segment, but let's get to a quick break, and we'll get to those as quickly as we can.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah,
good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y,
right? Right, no.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day. With plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey, what's that?
A Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate with a turbo shot of espresso.
So you're making a statement about the duality of mankind, in that we can be warm and cozy, yet intense and energetic. That's quite the dichotomy you've exposed.
Actually, it's just really delicious.
Charge up your Dunkin' hot chocolate with a turbo shot. Add some espresso to your favorite cup of chocolate comfort today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
These Dunkin' sausage pancake bites are so good. I love how they wrap tasty sausages in yummy pancakes.
Actually, I believe they took yummy pancakes and filled them with tasty sausages.
Huh. You say pancake sausage bites, I say sausage pancake bites.
Try Dunkin' Donuts sausage pancake bites, your favorite breakfast flavors together in one delicious bite. Grab three for just $1.59. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Planning a tailgate party of your own for this week's Patriots game? We want to hear from you. Tune in to the Patriots pregame social before every Patriots game and be part of the show. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. The Patriots pregame social, live every game on the Patriots Facebook page.
Back for the final segment of our first ever postseason edition of the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. Waiting on Eric Scalavino, who will tell us a bunch of stuff that we already know because Andy's been feverishly checking the Twitter feed.
He's
today.
Blowing up the Twitter of late, PFW Eric.
What else?
He's got Chung doesn't seem to have anything on either knee in terms of a brace, but Mankins is moving around awkwardly on his injured left knee, which is substantially protected.
Yeah. That's you hit on that early in the show,
consuming.
And I think that is a concern. That's one way I think the Patriots can lose this game is by giving up a lot of pressure. And if he is compromised in any way, it might help Denver do so.
Especially since it happened last year.
All right, Tim in Pensacola, by the way, sends like three emails in.
Am I going to have to get a restraining order?
The point of my call was not just to point out I was right on Brady Tebow too, but also to let you know my prediction for the game. My point is that you cannot underestimate Tebow. However, I still think the Pats will win 32-21. Next time, let the person finish before you hang up, jerks.
I didn't hang up on you.
This is why Fred is where he is in life. And you two suck in comparison. And by the way, I own two Brady jerseys, blue and white, although I am sad I never found a silver one.
Oh, the silver jersey's blue.
Terrible. You're lucky you didn't get one of those, Tim. It would have been a waste of money.
The silver jersey's blue.
They look like they were dirty.
Now, that's funny.
Josh would gladly have him call this guy who honors Fred and just yells down the phone at Andy. Most annoying caller in my 5 years of listening to PFW, and it's not close. The only caller I have to turn the sound off when he calls. Please ban him, Josh. Now, Tim, that was unsolicited. I had no idea that that was going to be the next email.
Random.
You know, it's just the way it happens sometimes. Bill Berry, my favorite emailer, after hearing incessantly about Tebow 316, I decided there was something to it. Tebow completes 31.6% of his passes, and the Broncos lose 31-6. I think that might be the best prediction of the night.
But normally you'd say that's ridiculous for a quarterback to complete, but it's not that far a drop.
No.
Like, for Brady to get down to 31, he's got to go from 60 to 30.
You got to go back to his, you know, like his first year. You know, you know, it wouldn't happen.
Tebow, it just, you know, it's...
happens routinely.
Still saying, Jamarcus Russell's like, why didn't I get more chances?
Matt in SoCal and his Packer-loving wife is at the Stadium Pizza in, was it Temecula?
His wife's a Packer.
California, our football hangout. Is it? How do you pronounce that?
I don't know. Eric's not here.
Temecula?
Temecula.
Okay. Over under. Ocho catches 2.
Over.
I'm going to say push. Gronk catches 8.
Under.
Under. Brady sacks 3.
Under.
Under as well. Tebow sacks 3.
Over.
I'm going to say it's under. Ints by Pat's secondary.
Over. 2.
Under.
You didn't say the number, by the way. 2. Over.
I didn't say 2?
No.
Oh,
I answered it first.
Okay.
I got to stop reading them.
Giovanni.
Giovanni.
No, he's in Chandler, Arizona. It's just Giovanni.
It's G.
Andy and Pauly, I'm actually learning and gaining insight without Fred. There's no time in the PPGS wasted arguing about points that make no sense. That's anyways, true. I don't want to go to the whole show, the whole Tebow story too much. I heard an emailer on Patriots Playbook say that voicing hatred for Tim Tebow is only adding to the hype, but NFL just drew the line today. There's a story on NFL.com about the NFL Network crew apologizing to Tebow for thinking he wasn't going to make it to the playoffs earlier in the year. Are you kidding me? Just send the kid the Lombardi Trophy in the mail already. Pats are going to end the playoff skid today. They beat the Broncos 41-18. The Pats will never gain respect. Hell, they can win 5 Super Bowls in a row, and they still will be disrespected. thanks for doing the PPGS, Paul and Andy. Don't give me a smart remark or a laugh. Sorry, we already did it. You guys are really among the most knowledgeable football radio guys I've ever heard. Oh, and Tim in Pensacola is a moron, and Johan in Denver can go sit on a traffic cone.
Saints just scored 23-23, PAT pending.
4 minutes to go. Let's see what you got, Alex
Darren
Smith.
Darren Sproles, I believe, made a big play.
50-yard run? Pass.
It's like a pass.
Denmark sucks. Merry Christmas, Rev Ray.
Dante Whitner. That's the Dante Whitner we knew and loved in Buffalo.
Todd wants to just destroy the Tebow rap.
Tebow rap?
Yeah. Frankie, here's one of my boys. Frankie Caparelli from Atlanta, Georgia. If Tebow doesn't score at least 30 points, they won't have a chance. I agree. They're going to have to get to 30, and I don't think they will. Mo in Vienna, Virginia. I have no idea why you would not favor the Pats to win the Super Bowl. Have you been watching New Orleans, who I picked to be the opposite of the Pats? Come on, no one is going to beat the Pats. As Bedard said, they just have to execute, and they are primed to do that. I just don't think the Patriots are capable of winning a road playoff game while turning the ball over 5 times. And the New Orleans Saints are 4 minutes away from doing that.
Luckily, they don't have to play a road playoff game.
Am I wrong about that?
What?
They're 4 minutes away from winning a playoff game in which they turn the ball over 5 times.
Don't have to play on the road.
But the Patriots might turn the ball over 5 times in a game.
That's possible. They'll lose.
Kevin in Ireland, let's see here. Love the show. I've been waiting a year for this game since the Jets lost. I won't be able to take another one. Want your opinion if the problem Brady and the Patriots have is the pressure they put on themselves since the Super Bowl loss.
No, I don't think so. I think they put a lot of pressure on themselves just because I think Belichick and Brady, first and foremost, are perfectionists. I don't think they suffer fools or whatever they say. I mean, I think they're looking for perfection every time they go out there. And, you know, remember Brady in 2007? We're trying to kill people. That's what he wants to do. He wants to go out there and score every time he has the ball, score a lot of points, win the game, kill people. And they haven't done that. They have high expectations.
Nano Steele is calling out Zoe. He's bashing Tebow's playing. Does he remember what he did, just holding a clipboard his whole career? That's good, solid Zoe bashing. I like that.
Well, Steve, Zoe was bashing him, so don't early on. Remember when I was talking about
Zoe's
like
bashing Tebow?
No. But like in October when he said, you know, guys don't get second chances who throw 40% of their passes,
yeah,
and he keeps getting them.
But this guy's making fun of Zoe for
no, I know, but
anybody.
I'm saying he's been from day one. This isn't anything new.
Steve in Albany says, the youngest Patriots fan at 9 days old, he sends in his photo. And I want to thank everyone. The reason I read that is I want to thank everyone. We have is at least 10, 12, 14 photos up there on the Facebook page today. By far and away, the most photos we've had. So I want to thank everybody for doing that before I get...
including one, I told, by a very well-endowed woman.
Yeah, we're going to check that out later.
Is all the talk on the chat room. My computer froze when I tried to look at her assets.
But I wanted to thank everybody for sending those photos in before I went to Eric up in the press box. Eric Scalavino, Patriots.com.
He has no
How
interest
are
in
you?
That photo.
Guys, how's Guys. The social going?
Ridiculous. We can't keep up with the emails.
Far and away,
the
most successful one we've ever had.
That's great. I mean, people are psyched for this game. I just did a hit about an hour ago with a ESPN station out in Denver, and they're a little upset that so many Patriots fans and people in New England are heavily favoring the home team. Not that that's any surprise, but yeah, the mood here is pretty spirited, especially here on the sideline.
So did you
celebs mingling and glad handing and whooping it up in the cold out there?
Yeah, that's all crap. This comes down to football, and it comes down to, I hope you told those Denver people their quarterback stinks, and that's why they will lose on the road tonight.
I passed that info on via you.
Okay, because, you know, I used to feel like I hated him, and I was kind of alone, Eric. Tonight, I have plenty of support in my hate of Tim Tebow. The entire pregame social hating on Tim Tebow and really going to enjoy him getting his ass whooped.
Okay.
Okay, now we're going to get to the updates. You seem a little bit worried, and I am by extension concerned with the health of Logan Mankins and what that could mean for the interior pass protection.
Yeah, he looked just like he's looked in practice all week. You know, clearly favoring that left knee. You know, mostly when I see it when he's running, you know, any distance, you know, like 10, 15 yards at a time, which thankfully he doesn't have to do too often when he's lined up at left guard, but nevertheless, it's clearly something that, you know, he's aware of, that there's something there, and it's not 100%. But he was taking all the reps with the first O-line unit when they came out in team warm-ups against the defense. So I think, you know, if he's fit enough to play, if the cold, the adrenaline, it'll numb up. I think he'll be okay.
How about, I noticed you said Patrick Chung appeared to have no issue.
No, he didn't seem to have any sort of extra protection on either knee, and he didn't seem to be moving around with any noticeable limp or anything. So he seems to be good to go, and he took his first team reps at safety. His first team rep was with Vince Wilfork next to him at safety, with James Ahedebo lined up at nose tackle. But then they quickly switched out of that. You know, little pregame joking and gamesmanship from Belichick. The Patriots were doing something a little weird on defense in the team warm-up period. They weren't really showing what their front was going to be. They were doing this weird thing where they were putting three linemen and a linebacker on like from the left guard over to the tight end spot, and the same situation on the other side of the line, and leaving a huge gaping hole over the center. And they were running plays right to that area. So I don't know if they were trying to purposely not, you know, give away what they were going to come out with, because, as you know, they went from the 4-3 to the 3-4 in the last game against Denver, and it had great effect on stopping Denver's running game. So when they did do a couple of plays in their normal base defense, they were lining up in what looked like the regular 4-3 that we've seen for most of this year.
What about the back end, Devin McCourty? What have you seen from him?
Yeah, he was lining up where he normally has been, at left corner, and I didn't see him take any reps at safety, which isn't to say he's not going to, but they didn't show anything of that nature in the pregame warm-up. So it looks to me, I'm getting the sense that Bill and the defensive coaches don't want to tip their hand as to what they're going to do against Tebow in this offense tonight.
Anything else of note, standout pregame? The cold? I mean, I know everybody looks like they're in short sleeves out there and not allowing it to affect them, but how about wind and anything that
looks like? Observationally, if you notice the, you know, kicking and any passing being affected?
Yeah, kicking doesn't seem to be an issue. Passing hasn't seemed to be an issue. The temperatures are down in like about the mid to lower 20s right now. The wind is only really, I think the last update I got from Fred Kershaw was about 4 miles an hour. And looking at the flags at the top of the goalpost, there's a little bit of movement, but they're for the most part fairly limp right now. It doesn't seem like the wind's going to be much of a factor, at least not now. It could pick up later, but right now it's only the cold that they have to deal with, really.
Anything you've seen, heard, or come across in these final few minutes leading up to game time that has you feeling any differently one way or the other in this game, and what are you expecting?
Well, the one thing I did tweet out earlier, which was, I mean, nothing's really going to have any effect on the game, but just a little bit of an oddity, was when the first time Tebow was out here warming up and throwing without receivers, just throwing to his, you know, like the equipment staff, Phil Sims from CBS came out and was, you know, which is not uncommon for the broadcasters to come out and walk the field and talk to the players. But at one point he went up to Tebow and was, you know, took the ball from him and was kind of like playing around with the ball and sort of like, you know, like with hand position, and sort of like, it appeared like he was talking to him about either mechanics or how to hold the ball or something. But it's a little bizarre. I normally don't see that. You know, we've seen broadcasters toss the ball around with each other or whatever, but this just struck me as a little odd. And again, not that it's going to have any real effect, I don't think, on the game, but just curious to know that, you know, Tebow did go into the locker room a few minutes later, he came back out and was throwing a little bit better to me.
All right, Eric, we're going to touch base with you in a few minutes. We're just putting the finishing touches on our most successful Patriots pregame social ever, but we'll see you in a few minutes. Thanks for taking the time.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
Yeah, I like to cut him off before he can finish his out. That's my favorite thing every week. I'm going to rifle
plus,
through.
You never know where he's going to get into a boring story.
Well, that too. I thought I was going to leave that for off the air. But,
Mary
Beth,
turn my
Syracuse.
Mic off.
You never know what he's going to get in a boring
And it's
story.
Touchdown. 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 Niners.
Wilson Hart, power index, reigns supreme.
Woo! Mary Beth in Syracuse just rocking the Patriots pregame social and loves the Pats. Go Pats.
And she's wearing orange, I bet.
Guy, so the Patriots beat the Broncos, and I know you'd rather face the Texans as opposed to the Ravens, but who would you want from the Super Bowl? San Francisco.
San Francisco would be a fun matchup. Would definitely be a fun matchup. You know, the whole offense-defense thing that is, you know, on display today, and the interesting coach, the first-year coach, I think there's a lot to be intrigued by. But I think any of the matchups potentially, you know, the rematch with the Giants, the Packers, a rematch of a Super Bowl, you know, that meant a lot to you way back when, and the Aaron Rodgers star power.
I
think they're all interesting.
Joanne in Leesburg, Virginia, just a statement, Tebow, it's now Tommy time.
Tommy, get out there, Tommy.
Yeah, absolutely. Luis in Illinois, I'm a prophet. The final score will be Pats 28, Broncos 7. Put it in the bank.
Will do.
So this is obviously a lot of confidence here as we wind this down. Brooklyn Matt, hey Andy, how many five hour energies so far tonight? Ever heard of a roid rage? Well, you've managed to invent 5 hour energy rage. See, if you're not, he's not really clever at all.
No.
You know what? If you can get and see if you can get an endorsement, they put a picture of your big noggin on the can. That's kind of funny. And a soundbite, your rapid fire machine gun speech pattern for the radio commercials.
And it's roid rage, so shouldn't it be like 5 hour energy eruption?
Well, he's
for
not that clever. That was kind of my point.
Tony and Toronto.
He's not that clever.
That was a good email from Tony in Toronto.
I'm with Andy. I hate everything that is Tim Tebow on and off the field. Shut up and, you know.
F off
already, and we'll do just that after the show. Lastly, when in doubt, always more Andy. Tony in Toronto.
Yay! Woohoo!
You're a crowd of one, my friend.
No, there's another guy who likes me. There's two out there.
So we had, I just want to thank everybody. Tonight, this was just a fantastic performance by
us.
Patriots Nation tonight. All around the world, we touched base with people all over the country, all over the world. What did we hit? We hit Europe. We
Australia.
Hit South America. We hit Australia. Any other continents?
So at least North America.
At least four continents heard from tonight.
We're big. We're global.
So that's huge. I am really jacked up for this. The Patriots are also jacked up to watch the last 2 minutes of this Niners-Saints game here. But, I want to thank everybody for participating tonight. The photos are up on the Facebook page. We will be here again next week. We will be here at, 12:45, I believe, 3 o'clock kickoff next week. And we're telling you right now, the AFC title game
goes through Foxborough.
Right here in Foxborough. So we will have one more Patriots pregame social.
Tebow sucks.
This has been the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Patriots take on the Denver Broncos.
Tebow's going to be hit and dropped. Ball is on the ground. Big pile up at the Denver 41. Patriots ball.
Be sure to tune into Patriots.com radio all week long for recaps and reaction to this week's game.
Tebow in a shotgun, ball to his left. Three receivers, far side right. Back to pass, Tebow. Here's the rush. Steps up. Starts to run around. Going to be sacked.
We look forward to hearing from you on next week's edition of the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.